Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District, and this is Inside the School District. And I have two really special guests with me today. I have Greg Gioke, the principal of Mat-Su Middle College, and Kristen Langhoff, who is the counselor over at Mat-Su Middle College. And I'm very excited to have them in the studio this morning because this is a really great opportunity for our listeners to learn more about some of our really exciting choice programs here in the Mat-Su. And Mat-Su Middle College has gone through some evolutions and is now here in the Mat-Su, and I'm excited to talk about that. So let's start with Greg and tell us a little bit about the history of Mat-Su Middle College and what's going on today.
The Mat-Su Middle College is a dual enrollment program where students attend both college and high school at the same time. Our program has was originally at Eagle River Campus, where we had a small cohort. We started out with 37 students, and we've evolved. This year, this fall, we had 164, and currently we have about 155 students enrolled. We're projecting trying to push 175 to 200 students for next fall. We have plenty of room to grow, and this is our time of year when we're recruiting. Students can take both high school and college classes. The onus is, number one, they're going to graduate high school, and number two, we're going to get them as much college as possible. We provide textbooks. We provide the fees. We do have transportation with the district CTE buses to and from campus for our non-driving students, as well as we offer them both college guidance, and we have a high school guidance and counselor.
So let me, I've had to learn a little bit about this, and Kristen, you can help me with this too. So dual enrollment means our high school students, a Mat-Su Borough School District high school student who, let's say, goes to Colony High, can also is going to be working on high school credit classes, the classes that they need to graduate, and they're getting college credit for taking classes. Is that right?
So there's really actually two different programs within the district. I think what you're describing is a tech prep agreement where a high school teacher is teaching a course within their home area high school that is also crosswalked with the college course, and they can apply to have college credit. That's one version of dual credit. We are a standalone high school, so okay. Our high school is built within the college setting. A student coming from Colony High School actually transfers to our program and becomes a middle college high school student. And then they start building two separate transcripts. They have the Mat-Su Borough School District transcript. And then at the same time, they are building their University of Alaska Mat-Su College transcript.
Excellent. So that's really interesting. Okay. So tell me, what does a Mat-Su Middle College student look like? Who's coming to you? Who wants these programs?
Well, it's surprisingly diverse. One of our goals, if you look at our mission statement, is really to serve first-generation college students. We want to give them an opportunity to try college out without risk to the family's finances. That's one of our goals. But really, we definitely have those kids that, you know, have been accelerated their whole life, and they need to have more opportunities to push themselves, and they come to our program and they do well. But we really do have this population of students that maybe have done just average in school. They're very bright, but they haven't been challenged, and maybe they're not really engaged in that traditional high school setting, and they want to try something different. And so we can provide that opportunity to them.
So tell me, is it formulaic for the students that come to you? So once they start as juniors at Mat-Su Middle College, is that right?
We'll take both juniors and seniors.
Okay.
We ideally for a student to maximize the opportunity, and we look at it as a scholarship opportunity, to maximize that for about $17,000 worth over the 2 years as they would come in the fall of their junior year.
And you mean that's because they're starting college early. Yeah, so they're getting that jump start.
Right.
That's the scholarship part of it.
Right. That's the jump start with books and tuitions.
Got it.
But we have second semester seniors. We just added a couple of seniors who were, I think, within a half credit or maybe one credit from graduating high school. And they came and they joined us, and we're helping them get a jump on college. We're paying for it. We're giving them some structured support. That's a big tenet of our program, is that we offer the students some support so that they are they don't face the same hurdles. Well, let me rephrase that. They face the same hurdles. We help them get over it that a college freshman would.
And the nice thing is that they really are given this added layer of support using the framework of the middle college, whereas kids that are just enrolling into college on their own for the first time, it's really kind of a scary statistic, the number of kids that start college and don't finish, and they may have taken student loans to try it out. And mm-hmm. here with us, we are very structured in the way that we have kids in the first semester with us of their program so that they learn what it takes to be successful in the college environment. And we are teaching that explicitly versus kids that maybe just are going off to college. They go to orientation for a couple of days and then whoosh, you're on your own. So we're there as this like double layer of support because they have us as the high school staff. And then they also have the college advising staff that are monitoring them closely as well as a cohort.
And they're probably still living at home. So yeah. They still have like the laundry, the cooking.
The magically
they're...
appears when
the elves that take care of everything. So when you first were talking, you were saying a lot of the program original intent was around first generation. So I can see how that would be really beneficial. They have all this structured support around their ability to then be able to be successful at school. Let's say you have someone who starts as a junior. They go through Mat-Su Middle College junior, senior year. Then what? What's next? What happens for them?
So we get a lot of questions about, like, do they still have to apply to college? You do. You're still a first-time college student because you're not actually enrolled as a college student. You are just taking classes at the university.
Oh.
So you still have all the opportunity for first-time freshman scholarships. You're still, like, you get all that normal financial aid.
Right.
Now, where some kids may have taken all their 100 and maybe even 200-level courses, that can be something depending on where they go to university or college after this. They may be paying for those 300 and 400-level courses. Huh. That can be confusing to them, but you still are a first-time college student.
Interesting. So does Mat-Su Middle College help students with that process of that transition of truly going into college?
That's definitely a part of our transition with our seniors. And we have students who currently they've been accepted. We have students applied to UAA, Idaho, Montana. They've been accepted, and then now they're working on some of their prerequisites this semester so that they can get a jump at those universities as well. That Kristen's job and as our counselor is visiting with students and talking with them and then helping them fill out paperwork. Big push just happened for us January 15th with our early admissions deadline for a lot of the universities.
And then our students also have access to the college advisors. They get to utilize the career and guidance point person at the university. They can meet with the financial aid office. So they're really like ahead of the game.
Wow.
In regards to that, because we want kids to take college credits, not only for the fact they're getting credit, but we want it to count towards something. And so by working closely with the college advisor and they're saying, wow, I really would like to be an engineer, then they know, okay, don't take this math class, take this math class. And so they're really having someone handpick with them what's right for you as an individual. And that totally goes in line with what Mat-Su Borough School District is trying to do in personalized education, because every kid's needs are different.
Interesting. So this is Jillian Morrissey. I'm the public information officer with the Mat-Su Borough School District. And I have Greg Gioke and Kristen Langhoff from Mat-Su Middle College in the studio with me. I want to pull back a little bit and talk about what a Mat-Su Middle College student's day would look like. I have to admit, every time I think about this program and talk about this program, I wish this program existed for someone like myself. And I think the schedule was something that just really, really is captivating. Greg, could you tell me a little bit about a
Absolutely.
School day?
So the schedules are really individualized depending on the student. So we have some students that have a regular daily schedule. The college doesn't have a lot of classes on Fridays. So our incoming juniors, we have our support classes, our seminars, and they're required to be in those classes 2 days a week. So if a student has a really busy schedule, say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we might add their seminar on a Friday. But mm-hmm. frequently we have a lot of students who have classes only three or four, and there's a few who only have classes 2 days a week. In addition to that, and it doesn't necessarily follow the traditional high school schedule, we have a few students who are working during the daytime and they're taking night classes. So, a student, there's a lot of classes at the college that start at 5 or 6 o'clock, and then there's the 7 to 9:45 block as well. And we have some students who are taking solely those evening classes and they're working jobs during the daytime. For athletes, we have students who have a heavy Monday Wednesday schedule, so their Tuesday Thursday is lighter because Thursdays and Fridays for the varsity sports, there's a lot of travel. And in our program, students are allowed to participate in their home high school. So we have cheerleaders at Colony and at Wasilla and at Palmer High, wrestlers from all. I think we even have a wrestler from Houston High School as well.
So they can do their academics at Mat-Su Middle College and still participate in the activities, whatever they may be at their home schools.
That is correct.
Interesting.
And so with the schedule, it really is customizable around the college, you know, the college time blocks, which ultimately start at 8 a.m. and they go till 9:45 at night. There's over 300 different sections that the students can choose from, of coursework. And just an amazing amount of offerings at the college. Anything from, you know, our general ed electives, which we have those during the daytime into the evening. Same with like the English, the math, social studies, those courses, in foreign languages, some of the advanced science classes with labs, those are in the evening as well. So it really depends on the student. They can have a schedule that's 2 days a week. One student may have a schedule 4 days a week. Another student may have a schedule that's 3 days a week, mornings only, while another student may have 4 days a week, evenings only. So
kids are really coming in and out all the time, pulsing as far as like which classes are being offered, and you have them spread out all over.
Absolutely. And that, as a staff, offers a little bit of a challenge for us.
Right.
We communicate with our families in different ways. We have some apps. We use our Facebook page, as well as we use our Connect Ed, which is our outreach program with Blackboard, once a month to reach out to families and keep them appraised of what is going on at the middle college.
But it also, for the students, it's starting to learn how to manage your schedule and make sure you're at the right place on the right time. I mean, isn't that the big piece of growing up and getting ready to be outside the house, not having someone on you all the time?
Absolutely. And we really, we push that self-reliance piece, both with our students and with our parents. A lot of training goes into working with everyone. College professors aren't open to having a parent maybe reach out and give them a
right.
phone call, where a student needs to take care of that. That's the relationship at a university is between the student and the professor. We're there to help bridge that gap. And we offer that scaffolded support, and we visit with the parents as well. If the parent has a concern, they can reach out to us. And then we have mechanisms which we can work through to reach out to the professor. And even us. I don't have a direct line of communication with all the professors. Some of them encourage that, and they're okay with that. Mm-hmm. While others, they prefer that we go through proper channels. So we help parents navigate that and our students as well.
Let's go to parents. I know you just had a parent information night or two nights last week. So tell me, what are some of the questions that parents have? Our listeners are probably going to have the same kinds of questions.
So a question that we get is, would this program be right for my kid? And, you know, it's the magic mix. But I guess what I want to encourage people to do is apply, because we certainly don't want to be eliminating kids from this opportunity if they are academically college ready. And then you just kind of have to test to see, like, as far as the other X factors that make the college situation work. And if they're not there, are we able to develop them? Hmm. And so if your kid, the minimum GPA is only a 2.0 to apply, and that's a cumulative 2.0. So could your student have messed up before and even failed a class or two? You bet. And they could still be okay in our program.
That's a really important distinction, because I could see people thinking that this is for the students that are National Honor Society.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And definitely there's a place for those kids. Mm-hmm. But we really want to develop those students that are on the bubble of, like, is this for me? We want to show that if you have the drive and you want to do the work, then yeah. To be accepted into the program, you have to have a 2.0, and you must score college ready on one of the two college placement tests. You take the AccuPlacer test for the English, and then you take an ALEKS test for the math. But you only have to score college ready in one of those, and then we will support you on the high school side to hopefully the following semester test into that college level course. But we offer the high school version of them. Maybe math isn't your thing, so that's okay. Mm-hmm. We're not going to force you to do that, but you will take math on the high school side because we have to keep those skills current.
Right.
So that's how we try and encourage just this wide variety of students to be applying to the program. Don't self-eliminate.
And is your application period right now, is it open? Okay, so for how long?
So the application period right now is our priority application period started last week, and it'll go until March 8th, with our intent being that we're going to be reviewing applications as they come in, basically first come, first serve, and then we'll roll out our acceptance letters the end of March, shortly after spring break, so that students can notify the college advising and start the advising process, both meeting with Ms. Langhoff for a quick meeting and then meeting with the college advisors for about an hour to get to know them and then choose their classes. We will continue to take applications after that. We're not limited to the priority application period. The dilemma for us, though, is once college advising has started and students start registering for the classes for the fall, some classes may fill. So we're trying to encourage students to apply early so that we can get them into the classes that they need. One thing that we do is we crosswalk the college curriculum with the high school curriculum so that we can give them dual credit. So a student in Writing 111, which is the introductory English class, it's a writing course, but Writing 111, that's a 3-credit college class. And how that works is that actually counts as a full high school credit. So a semester writing class in college will count as a year of English on the high school side. So our students accrue credits rather quickly. We have a lot of students who are over 30 credits by the time they graduate.
Wow.
So with the application process, they apply. We have an online application. It's on our website. On the lower left side, you scroll down, there's a black button that says Apply Now. And then immediately below it is a teacher recommendation and a counselor recommendation form. Students are required to get those recommendations filled out. A question that comes up with homeschool parents is, how do we do that? Well, if you're with an affiliated homeschool program, IDEA, Raven, Mattoon Central, Twindley Bridge, you can have your advisor fill that out. If you're an independent homeschool program, we'll ask the parent fill that, the counselor in a parent form out. And then we take that into account.
Right.
So we're able to evaluate the students and we look at, we look at the scores to see where they're at and to make sure that they're college ready. That's our number one criteria. So
another question that we get is, will the Mattsu Middle College School students still qualify for the UA Scholars Program and the Alaska Performance Scholarship? And yes, they still do. So in fact, the majority of our graduates qualify for the Alaska Performance Scholarship. And then how the University of Alaska Scholars Program is determined is at the end of their junior year, the top 10% receive the UA Scholars Scholarship. And so if they went with us for junior year, it's the top 10% of our junior class. Otherwise, if they're coming from a different high school and they're transferring to us in their senior year, if they were named in the top 10% at their home area high school at the end of their junior year, they don't lose that. It travels with them no matter where they go.
Wow. This is Jillian Morrissey, Public Information Officer with the Matsubara School District, and I'm here in the studio with Greg Gioke and Kristen Langhoff from Matsu Middle College. And just talking about this really exciting program, this is one of our, I know our school board, our superintendent, everyone just gets really excited about this program. So we were only able to scratch the surface, really, on what it is that you all are doing out there. So how can our listeners find you and how get more information?
So number one, they can go to our website, which is at www.matsuk12.us/MSM. They can reach out and they can give us a call. They can reach me at 907-355-1712. They can call the phone numbers listed at the school. And worst case, they can reach out to the advising at Matsu College and say, hey, I'm trying to get some information about the middle college. And they can talk with college advisors as well as advising. We'll be happy to put you through to us.
And then I'd like to encourage people to check us out on Facebook. If they were to like us on Facebook, you're really going to see the collection of things that our kids are being exposed to, the activities that our students continue to be involved in. They kind of get the best of both worlds. They can do all the college activities that any college student has available to them, as well as still be involved in their home area high school. So they'll see all the scholarships our kids are receiving if they've been accepted to schools. They'll just get a real flavor for what our school culture is like.
Excellent. Thanks so much for coming into the studio today, Greg and Kristen. Have a great day. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Matsu schools. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.